We have Muriel Clark joining us here in the studio from the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Muriel, Happy New Year to you. First time we've had you in the studio in the new calendar year.
That's right, and we're already into the second month of the year. How did these things happen, right?
And sneaking up on us.
As we're in the month of February now, tell us exciting tourism things coming up on the horizon, we know, especially with the Sandhill Cranes coming to the area.
That's right. We are so excited about the season this year. Of course, last year was a little strange. The COVID really hit hard right during the peak of the season, and so it was just a lot different last year, but Dusty did manage to have some guests last year and kind of honed in what works and how he wants to do things, so he's going to be going strong this year. The great thing about Dusty and the opportunities that he provides is they are just naturally social distanced.
Sure.
So he has a bus tour that goes out in the afternoon to the main grounds between North Platte and Hershey. It's a 54-passenger bus, I think, and he limits it to 15 people.
Yeah.
So that's naturally social distance. Once you get out there, of course, the windows are down because you got to take those great pictures and listen to that great sound. He does have some blind experiences, morning blind and afternoon blind, and he has those limited at 50%. So those are nice socially distanced. And the one thing that we are so excited about here is he can combine those with prairie chickens.
Yeah.
One of the largest leks in Nebraska is south of Sutherland, and he has worked with the landowner and had that opportunity. And if you have, you know, a lot of us living in this part of the country, of course we've seen the cranes. We might take them for granted a little bit, or we might not even like them because they're kind of noisy. Jim Griffin at the museum always has to tell us how loud they are. But if you have never been out to a prairie chicken lek and watched the dance and listened to that thrumming and booming and the cackling and that goes on, it's just incredible. It's an amazing experience. So we can combine the Sandhill Cranes with the prairie chickens and really offer a great spring birding opportunity.
So they happen at about the same time, is that what you're saying?
They overlap, yes. He does the prairie chicken tours in March and April time frame so that he can combine them with the Sandhill Cranes. But the prairie chickens will actually go on into May.
Okay.
But you can definitely take in both experiences.
March and April is a good time to catch them both in. And he's got some tours. It's where they touch on both of them.
Yeah, the way he has his schedule set up is if visitors come to town, they can spend two nights here and take in all four of his experiences. So evening blind, morning blind, afternoon tour, and then the morning Sandhill Cranes, and then head out. He's got it scheduled pretty well.
The evening and morning blinds you're talking about right down on the river where they're...
Right down on the river. Yep,
right?
There's a very large roost just west of North Platte off of North River Road, and he just takes the bus out there. You have to walk in a little way, it's a great blind, and the blind is right up close to the roof, so it is up close and personal.
So you get there ahead of time before they take off in the morning or come in at night, right?
Right. So you have to get there at full dark in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the blind as the river starts to wake up. You know, it's quiet, and then you start to hear little sound, and then pretty soon the huge crescendo as everybody wakes up.
Okay.
And, of course, the evening blind, you get there in the late afternoon, early evening, just before they're starting to fly and find their places for the night. And then, of course, you have to stay until full dark then, too, so that you're not disturbing the roost before you leave. So, yeah.
But you really get a taste of nature out in the natural setting that way.
Yes. People talk about the experience of a river blind being magical and spiritual and mesmerizing, and it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing time to be out there. The wonderful thing about Dusty, too, it's really a win-win locally here. Of course, Sandhill Crane tourism is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Visitors during the month of March drop millions of dollars in Nebraska.
And come from outside of the U.S., too. I mean,
yes,
we're talking everywhere.
Generally. Probably not this year, but generally.
Might be a little different this year.
That's right. Yeah,
I still get some Canadians.
It is... the Smithsonian has termed it as one of the most magnificent migration spectacles in the world.
Wow.
You know, they've got the wildebeests, Mm-hmm. You always see the films of, you know, and these sandhill cranes. So it is a wonderful experience for people all over the world to come and see. So one of the reasons why we're so happy to partner with Dusty is rural landowners can get kind of perturbed sometimes during the springtime when
sure.
visitors are coming from out of town. They're not used to driving on county roads. They see this kind of lonely county road that they really don't think is traveled very much, so they just park in the middle of the road and, you know, experience the cranes.
You when you come
it
along
irritates
with
right.
Up, yep.
So Dusty, he's a landowner. He's a rancher himself. He knows you get this, you know, 15 people on the bus that may represent half a dozen cars or more,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he knows where to pull off and how to make
sure.
things work for everybody.
And some people, as we learned, I think, during the eclipse, some people just get a little too caught up and don't understand the way that things are here, and they don't mean any harm intentionally. They just get caught up in the moment, whereas when you're with Dusty, you know, he'll help you learn. He has respect
exactly.
for the land, rather it be his or a complete stranger's.
That's exactly right. And, you know, one thing that he found over the past couple of years that he's done this is his visitors are here, of course, number one, for the sandhill cranes, but they're just as interested in these cows that are calving out in the field, and why are these cows on the corn stalks, and what are the farmers doing this time of year, and what are these plants? So he really has the whole package of being able to
explain
what's our whole way of life here.
Well,
so it's really wonderful.
I've talked to Dusty before, too, and he said a lot of folks ask about the railroad. He's a retired railroader or a former railroader himself, so I don't know that there's much that Dusty Barner can't do or can't discuss.
Absolutely, yep. He definitely brings the full package here mm-hmm. to North Platte. And, you know, that kind of leads into another topic. Last year, we initiated our very first Excellence in Tourism Awards, and Dusty was nominated and selected as the Friend of Tourism, the hero of tourism,
yep.
rightfully so, because of the amazing things with the sandhill cranes and the river and the horseback riding that he has brought to our community. And we're doing those again this year. And so the nominations for our Excellence in Tourism Awards are out now. You can go to our website, visitnorthplatte.com, and they're kind of front and center. You have to scroll down a little bit, but they're right there. Just click on those and nominate your favorite business or your favorite person. We have Excellence in Tourism in hotels, restaurants, retail, because the number one activity of visitors is shopping,
mm-hmm.
so we want to make sure that our retail heroes are chosen there, and events and attractions.
Awesome.
And then we have Volunteer of the Year and the Hero of Tourism Award, so you can go there. It's just a real quick nomination form, and we'll announce those May 5th
awesome.
At our tourism luncheon.
When's the deadline for making a nomination?
That's March 1st. They're open from now until 5 o'clock on March 1st. We'll cut those
off.
Got
a month to get them in.
That's right. Plenty of time. And nominate more than one. And
sure.
It doesn't have to be your own employee. You can, you know, your favorite barista or your favorite food server.
Uh-huh. That's an idea.
Yep. Nominate.
And if there's folks out there listening that aren't as tech savvy as some, Muriel, can they maybe call the Visitors Bureau for a nomination or get some assistance?
Yep, just give the Visitors Bureau a call, 532-4729.
You don't call yourself too often.
No, I don't do that. So.
Muriel, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Yep, just glad to be here and glad that we're kind of looking forward to a normal-ish tourism season this year.
Yeah, a little more normal this year. I think you guys said not too long ago there's more traveling going on now.
Yeah.
And the economy seems to be waking up in that department.
Yep, people are really starting to have more confidence now. We're getting comments and emails about, hey, we're planning our post-vaccination travel here. And
uh-huh.
so I think people are
cool.
People are excited about getting back out and about.
Well, and we have a lot of things that you can do, too, that are very safe
yes.
in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, there's a lot of activities here within our county that you can do and enjoy while still maintaining that safe social distance or
absolutely.
Wearing a mask if that's what you're comfortable with.
And
yep.
we've got space out here.
We
yeah.
have
yeah.
space, and people really do see Nebraska as a safe destination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a drive destination.
Yeah.
Sometimes
safe
that can be negative, but now you don't even have, you know, we've got a lot of major population centers near enough to us to drive here. You don't have to hop on a plane and deal with those confined spaces. Just come in and see what we have on your own time in your own car. safe, socially distanced.
When do you think that Crane are going to be here? Do you have a prediction? I think we ought to start an office pool.
We should start a pool of when the first ones come.
I like it.
You know,
a lot of times in about the mid-February.
About mid-February. We usually say like Valentine's Day to Tax Day is kind of the season. But, you know, there's, I don't know if you follow the Nebraska Through the Lens Facebook
sometimes
group. It's fabulous.
A very uplifting.
There was a photographer in the more central Nebraska area that photographed a group of sandhill cranes who overwintered here.
Oh, wow.
So it was wonderful to see sandhill crane pictures, you know, in December.
So when
you're
yeah,
exactly. So
awesome.
Yes, it's just hard to say when those first early one comes, but
well, we're looking forward to it.
Yep, we are too.
Well, Muriel, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll see you here in the next few months.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.